I wanted to talk on prayer, then I wanted to talk on how to become more enthusiastic in devotional service. Then I wanted to talk about this and that, but finally I have decided to talk about the guru-disciple relationship, because I thought it is most relevant to all of you. I also think it is very good that I have come here, because whenever Niraj Maharaj and myself met for the last few years, we have been very discussed very deep subjects between us as Vaishnava friends and so on. I think he would be happy if I address such a subject matter. Now, you are all accustomed to Indian sound levels. maybe we can, only for the time when we talk, you can leave it still open now, Kishore, because we will sing now and we will be louder than the Indian sound. Yes.
Deepak Mehra.
Mehra. Thank you very much, Deepak. You're the daughter?
Yes.
I could see from the way you look.
I'm Mashu, the younger daughter.
Yeah. Welcome.
The daughter of Hari Priya.
Yes. Your whole house has become transformed. Krishna, yes, another guest. Yes. Your name, please?
Nita Mehra.
Okay, are we all ready to get into the subject? Yes. When we think about the relationship which we have with Giriraj Maharaj, it is very important to think about this relationship in terms of the goal. This is a wonderful picture where Giriraj Maharaj stands right before Govardhan Hill in Vrindavan. He seems to almost invite us, come there, there's something beautiful waiting. That is the idea, isn't it? Yes. We meet the spiritual master with the goal to go back home, back to Godhead. Or another goal, we could say, is to develop love of Godhead. Prabhupada once said something so beautiful on this that I want to read it for you. Lord Krishna and his abode exist and one can go there, reach him and associate with him. That is effect. Spiritual life means to be in association with Krishna and to exist in bliss and knowledge eternally. Such association means to play with Krishna, to dance with and love Krishna. This Krishna consciousness movement aims at teaching people how to become pure lovers of Krishna. Now, before continuing the talk, I would like to establish a rule. The rule will be, we all will try to be attentive. Although many interesting people will walk in and out, although many Indian noises will come and go, it does not matter. We want to listen and associate together. I would suggest that one person, maybe Shanda, is in charge of the door. In charge of the door means to keep it closed, to take the noise out, means to let people in and out as they come. Shambhu will relieve all of us so that we don't have to constantly look at the door, watch the door, and associate with the door consciousness. We wish to concentrate on spiritual subjects for half an hour, and we will give our best to do this. And something needs to be arranged. Everyone should go. Yes. Yes.
Hare Krishna.
All right, but let me see. Is my rule acceptable?
Yes.
Wow. I feel encouraged. It's so difficult to concentrate in Kali Yuga. Not only is the diversion coming from outside, but the main diversion is coming from inside. I always tell to the German people, strong as you say you are, then tell your mind what to think for the next 5 minutes. You will see it doesn't follow. Today we have come together to think a little bit about a very deep subject, and we will need to give our attention to this, otherwise we will not be able to absorb the subject. We have met together as disciples of Giriraj Maharaj, and we want to understand a little bit about this relationship. See, a relationship becomes manifest, or let me say understandable, the moment you understand the goal in this. For instance, here we have met together. Why? To eat together, or to maybe socialize? So no, for the half hour which we have, we want to go deep into a spiritual subject. That's our goal. And we arrange everything accordingly. We want to block out the noise. Have you really closed the window? Yes?
Yes.
You have done.
Yeah,
right?
Of course, because the idea is to block out the noise. And the windows must be shut for this purpose. When you meet your spiritual master, you must also know what is the goal of coming together. Do you wish to just be in the group of the disciples? Is that the goal? She is there and he's there. They're nice people. I like them. Is that the goal? Or do you wish to just have someone who's very kind as a spirit, some person to lean on, to rely on? What is your goal? What do you wish to attain? I would suggest a very nice goal,
which has so beautifully been expressed by Srila Prabhupada. And we will now make a second attempt to understand this. Lord Krishna and his abode exist, and one can go there, reach him, associate with him. That is a fact. Navakishore, you can associate with Krishna. That is a fact. Spiritual life means to be in association with Krishna and to exist in bliss and knowledge eternally. How nice this sounds. Such association means to play with Krishna, to dance with Krishna, and to love Krishna. This Krishna consciousness movement aims at teaching people to become pure lovers of Krishna. Doesn't this sound like almost like a journey? A goal is given, the kingdom of God. We can be together with the Lord, dance with him, associate. But not yet we have reached this. We have not reached it, so a certain journey is necessary. We meet our spiritual master as the guide in this most important journey in our lives. You have very interesting journeys behind you. What is your name? Anil Bhai, for instance, his journey has taken him through many life forms. Maybe he was an American last time, or maybe a banana seller in Orissa, who saw the Jagannath Kaat festival and got inspired and continued. It's inconceivable to even imagine where all of us have been before this life form. What journey we have done to finally arrive in this little apartment. It is inconceivable. Now we meet in this journey a bona fide spiritual master who can act as our guide to bring us all the way home, back to Krishna. A human being who is developed in this journey will feel at one stage of his or her life the desperate need to come in contact with Krishna. It is unavoidable. For a developed person, it's unavoidable. An eye has been opened which now looks in the direction of Krishna. And even if we momentarily want to close the eye, after some time, we have to open it again, because we will feel so much pain if we always look with a closed eye. We become actually mentally deranged after some time. So the spiritual master has opened his eyes to us, and even if we want to close it for some longer time, there will be a time where we just can't tolerate. We have to look again with this eye, which looks towards Krishna. This is so the spiritual master is there as our guide who brings us back home, back to Godhead. And our association is defined by this goal. For instance, let us say Anil and myself decide to travel together to the Juhu Beach, as an example. In the midst of our journey, Anil decides, no, I don't want to go to the Juhu Beach. I wish to go home. At this moment, when he makes this decision and acts on the decision, our relationship stops, because we don't have the same goal. At least for the journey, our relationship stops. So the goal defines really the association of people. And here we have a journey. We wish to go ultimately back home back to Krishna. And we are tied together by to our spiritual master with this goal, through this goal. The moment we decide that this is not my goal any longer, the relationship with our spiritual master becomes distant and then no longer relevant. It is not of relevance. Prabhupada said, our Krishna consciousness movement is for reaching this aim, to become pure lover of Krishna and go back to Krishna. Never forget this aim, otherwise you will have difficulties in understanding and following your spiritual master. Just like if Anil doesn't wish to go to the beach, we will not be able to continue our journey together any longer. The goal is very important for a disciple to know. We have met His Holiness Giriraj Maharaj to reach this goal. Prabhupada says, for spiritual advancement, the easiest path is to take shelter of a bona fide spiritual master and to serve him heart and soul. That is the secret of success. Now we have a second information. We know about the goal, and we know now what is the easiest way to go there. It is to find, to take shelter of a bona fide spiritual master and to serve him heart and soul. That is the secret of success. As a Prabhupada disciple, I have watched around my god brothers, and I have watched also my own disciples and the disciples of other spiritual masters. And because I'm a very outspoken person, when I'm given the invitation to speak, I will now tell you my observation. It will be very interesting for you, but it will challenge you also. I have seen that there are usually two types of disciples. One disciple is in the having mode, and the other disciple is in the being mode. I require to explain what these two things are. Let me first describe a little bit about the having mode and the being mode, taught out of relationship to the spiritual master. Let me say I'm a student in the having mode. I will take notes, have all the books, and have it. But I may not have a deep understanding of my subject matter. Let us say I'm a lover in the mode of having. I will be satisfied to just have a wife or a husband, but I will never enter this relationship in a deeper way, in a service way, and so on. Let us say I lead my life in the having mode. I will surround myself with articles which I can have and which I can own and control and call my own. When I'm, let us say I'm someone who is in the being mode, I will give things to others because I know relationships are very good when one takes care of others. I know life is not meant to just hoard things, but to give things away. The person who's in the having mode wants to possess something, but the person who's in the being mode, he goes with the natural laws of nature and life, and he is a giver in most cases. So when I'm a disciple in the having mode, I want to have a spiritual master. I'm not so interested in living the life of a disciple, as I'm interested to have a picture of him, a person on the picture on the wall, and I want to have his attention. I want to have the presence. I demand the smiles which he sends in my direction, and so on. A disciple in the being mode understands that there is something deeper to a relationship than this, especially a spiritual relation, and he will inquire from the spiritual master. He will engage in the service, and for him it is much, much more important to have knowledge from the spiritual master how to apply the process of Krishna consciousness. He does not wish to have roses and flowers. I don't refer to these roses, they are beautiful, and they are the best roses of Bombay. This is not, and they are even without needles,
thorns,
yes. So, but he is not dependent on these external things. He wants spiritual life. He wants through, he wants to be, and not just to have. In our, this language which I have now used, having mode and being mode of existence, the having disciple who is more a type of external disciple, and the being disciple who really enters into the deeper understanding of discipleship and is not dependent on the external possession of these sides. This language which I have used is a modern language. It is, this language is not used in our shastras like this. Hare Krishna, you come late, but you come. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. I want to use now traditional words which might express it a little bit more clear what I have said so far. Shastra said there is the Bhava Grahi disciple and the Sara Grahi disciple. The Bhara Grahi disciple. He is a speculator. He engages in carrying worldly subjects with him, and it is not a really deep person. It says he's someone who carries a big load with him that needs so many external things in this relationship to the Guru. The Saragrahi disciple is concentrating on the essence. What is it that my spiritual master has to give? What is the, how does he describe the goal of human life? And then, more important, as much important, is how can I reach this goal? How can I take the help of him to reach this spiritual goal? At that moment when the disciple becomes fixed on, you know, entering into what we call these instructions of the spiritual master, his decision is as good as seeing the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It is said like this. Because the moment you connect with the instructions of a bona fide spiritual master, that moment you are brought into the close association of Krishna. But most of the disciples in Kali Yuga have something else in their mind. Other agendas, other personal security, personal happiness, belonging to a certain group which gives me a feeling of I belong here, and so on. But these things will not bring us spiritual happiness. They will not bring us Krishna. They will bring us external things only and leave us frustrated in our lives. Mm. most of the people want from their spiritual masters external shows of sympathy, a glance, a smile, a gift, attention, praise. They want to own this. Now he understands me. He has given me something which I can own. My dear devotees, it's better to enter into the subject matter where you really wish to have, where you really wish to live your life in a spiritual way, where you wish to become a servant, and where you wish to get the help how to reach this. I'm a little bit unclear, because what I just have said is so immensely heavy and so immensely challenging to our spiritual lives that I can imagine that our mind blocks this out. We don't want to hear this. We have come to spend a happy evening together. Some extraordinary guest will come, and hopefully he tells some nice humorous story about Giriraj Maharaj that we can hold our bellies in excited laughter, and so on. And now the guest turns into a challenger, someone who asks a question to us. Am I a being disciple or am I a having disciple? Please forgive me. I will soon become a very pleasant guest. Just still. Have I made my? Is this point clear?
Yes.
Yeah. Do you hate me now?
No. No.
I know. No, Giriraj Maharaj, but if he would be here, he would look with his mysterious smile at his young, uncivilized brother from the northern areas of this world, from the rough areas of this world. You will only to attain this love of Krishna, which your own spiritual master is most interested in, and which he is most interested to teach, that you become a being person. Let us look at the area of love. Love is never something which you have, which you own. It is always coming about in a process of giving, of caring, and of serving. You can never put it you can never buy love like you buy a toy car and put it in your pocket. It's something which is of a much different nature. The love which you can buy has nothing to do with love. It is pure sense gratification. When you enter this area of bhakti or devotional service, you must be prepared to enter through the right door, not through the having door, but through the being door. It's very important. All of us as disciples and aspiring disciples, we definitely are thinking very much about obtaining the mercy. Is this also a factor in your life about which you think? People,
yes,
we know that if we have the Kripa, Guru Kripa, Krishna Kripa, Nityananda Kripa, Radha Kripa, all different types of Kripa, our lives will go on very easily. Obstacles are taken away from our path. I remember once Prabhupada, he had a very a disciple who had so many problems, and he used to say that to this disciple, "There is no problem. With one kick of my feet, I can kick away all your problems, provided you follow." This he said in relationship. So what this means is that if we can obtain the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, our obstacles on the path of devotional service can be moved, can be removed. There's even a prayer like this: by the mercy of the spiritual master, a blind man can see the stars, a fool can become an eloquent talker, and a lame person can cross the mountain range. In other words, the mercy of the spiritual master can empower us in such a way that we overcome our private obstacles and public obstacles. Public obstacles is the obstacles which everyone knows about, and private are those which only we know about. this is how strong the mercy is. When I was saying about the two types of disciples, I was not saying that we should not try to get the mercy. the way to obtain this mercy is we can't cut it out of the ribs of our Guru Maharaj. We can't even give him a lot of money and get the mercy. We will have to approach him in the proper way. That would be, we have to find out what is his instruction. We have to be willing to listen. Most of us are not good listeners. They are listeners of their own mind. I am the best example of this. Since my early days in Krishna consciousness, I make big notebooks like this. I stick things in there. I make arrows. I have papers. This, for instance, is a lecture on enthusiasm. It's very strong. I better put this away for a moment. here are notes from reading a book, the whole, whatever I found from the book, I've read down, and so on. Here is a lecture of Giriraj Maharaj. I can show you. Two lectures from Watering the Seed I've taken from him. And with great success, I'm faithfully repeating the verse. I want to show you. Time, here's one on time. When the Lord was asked who he is, he said, "Time I am, the great destroyer of the world." That's for Sunday programs. And then I have one for devotees on the holy name, which I found here. Spiritual victory. I've put a different succession in it, but here's the sentence: Ajamil got everything by chanting. Those of you who have read the book know about the sentence. It is there in the book, just like here. So since the time I have been in Krishna consciousness, I'm having these notebooks. You will see, whenever I give a lecture, I only can talk with a notebook. The reason is because I found something out in my life that I need to write something down and then repeat it as it is. When I read my first notebooks of Prabhupada's lecture, after some time I wrote them, I read them, and I found out these were not Prabhupada lectures, they were my own lectures. In other words, I had listened, and later wrote down what I thought Prabhupada said, and if I, when I read it 10 years later, I found out it was not our philosophy. It is an esoteric philosophy mixed with Buddhistic and shamanistic information, but it is not Prabhupada's philosophy, because the mind talks all the time and interprets and so on. So as a disciple, we wish to hear what our spiritual master really wants to say. We have, we might have to educate ourselves a little bit, because we really hear all the time what our mind says and interprets. If you begin to understand what is the spiritual master, what is he telling me, and if you are willing to listen to this and apply it, you can cross mountains. Although you are lame, you can run. Do you know the one of the qualities of the spiritual master? In the Sanskrit, he is described as Guru Karnadharan. He carries ears. Karna means ears. He can hear. He has heard from the Sampradaya perfectly. He carries ears. Not that there is some cabbage there, where normal people have their ears, instruments which can't listen. No, he can listen. And that's why he is Guru. He can hear the Vani and connect us with the Vani. And we similarly must learn to listen. It is not so easy. Believe me, I know from my notebooks that the mind interprets and talks. So let us try to listen what he wants to say, what he has to say. At that moment we get the real gift of the spiritual master. That's what is really very much in his interest. He wants a disciple or disciples who listen and follow. This is very important. A little while ago I was getting a lesson by Lord Jagannath. I was in Bratta in Puri, and I was trying to follow my Krishna conscious goals, and then I met the king of Puri, and he invited me one evening to come to a famous guru. His name is Dude, it means it's withhold. I cannot tell it in a public lecture because I will now criticize this guru a little bit. No, dear. He was coming, very charismatic, and he threw flowers and people jumped, and there were many unmarried girls who were so happy to. Then he made like this, and he was for 5 minutes like this. They just went in ecstasy for some unknown reason. And I noticed as I was watching this, how he was getting so much applause and attention for really very external things, like smiling and throwing flowers. I noticed that, yes, most of people are most properly interested in this relationship, and not so much in hearing. Like for instance, the question was, Guru Maharaj, we are asking you to give answers, to give us answers to our questions, but what is when you have questions? Whom do you ask? Now in spiritual tradition we know that the artist, spiritual master, the saintly people, and the Shastras for answers. But he was more on the social level. He said, I asked you, and everyone was going, wow, such a nice guy, so democratic, and so on. And I cannot really describe it so well, because I'm also not in the mood of, let me say, I can't say I'm not in the mood of criticizing, and criticize, this is not fair. But really the way it looked and felt, which you would have to be there to really see for yourself, but the way it looked for us was that he was a public pleaser. Yes. So our spiritual master sometimes has to do this. He will have to, and he will do this, he will encourage us, because after all, we all need at one time a slap on the back, isn't it, Navakishore? Life gets too tough if we don't get from time. But let us not forget, the real thing is the treasure which he has, that is to guide us back home, back to Godhead. And in order to get this treasure, we will have to follow and apply his instructions and be more eager to get on this level than on other levels. We will also need to learn the little art of knowledge. We will also have to grow our spiritual ears, so to say. I want to close now in glorifying a little bit Giriraj Maharaj. I really hope that you will not tell him about this, because he wouldn't be so satisfied with me. Your spiritual master, everyone who knows a little bit, knows that he is very, very dear to Srila Prabhupada. There are many very endearing little pastimes. Like when Prabhupada gave him a shirt because he was so renowned, he didn't have a shirt, a good shirt, a normal, decent shirt. You know these things which have been documented in Prabhupada Lilamrita by now. And I will not repeat the things which you know. I can only talk about my own impressions. I got to know Giriraj Maharaj when he came to Germany with Bhakti Charu Maharaj. It struck me immediately what a deep friendship there was. He is a very good friend to his godbrothers, that I saw. And your disciples who represent him are also overwhelmingly kind to us. You have given us roses and coconut water and such a warm welcome that I must be now very careful to not become proud. Then the first, so I only saw him then. I had heard the Prabhupada said Giriraj Maharaj is very intelligent. So with full expectations, I went into his lecture thinking I would now get the most amazing brainstorm of the most wildest speculations, but not like this. You know how you think when someone says he's very intelligent, then you think I must be very careful to really catch everything, otherwise so then I heard him speaking, and I remember how he repeated the words of Prabhupada and how he put the points together. It was just opening a new dimension for me to, about what Srila Prabhupada had said. And I thought, this is real intelligence, to dive deep into the words of the spiritual master. And I was amazed to see how he repeated just Srila Prabhupada, but how
a new understanding came. For instance, the way he gave the example of you can't feed the stomach by feeding the hands, you have to go through the mouth and so on. And there were things which I liked very, very much. Actually, the very first time I saw him was in Mayapur. Now I remember. He was a very unassuming brahmachari, and he was there with at that time Sridhar Maharaj, Sridhar Brahmachari. And there were these two very simple dressed brahmacharis who had dhotis who were just so simple. I thought, they're very old dhotis, they need the no dhotis. And they were talking about a project. To take our Ganga Snan, and day after day they were totally excited about this project in Bombay. There was nothing there at that time. I still remember, because I inquired, there was nothing there. And I just remember, this is not possible. When you are enthusiastic, there must be some little reason for enthusiasm. When you are enthusiastic to sing in the Mumbai TV, you should at least be able to hold one note, isn't it? I mean, if you croak like a frog and you want to become the star of Mumbai, this is, some reason should be there. Otherwise, it is a vain dream and so on. So I was thinking, there's nothing there which warrants this enthusiasm. Later, I found out many years later that this was Giriraj Maharaj and Sridhar Maharaj, these two brahmacharis. I found this out when the project was built. And I saw photos and the Newsweek? Newsweek had documented the Juhu Beach temple. And I thought, oh, I totally underestimated these two brahmacharis. They had something. They had the order of the spiritual master. They had years, and they did, somehow it worked through them. And this was my very, very first contact in the bank of the Ganga, where I was slightly offensive, because I thought it was impossible, and so on. Then I met Giriraj Maharaj later, but we did not have time to talk because he was always traveling through and. And I also thought he's the famous Giriraj Maharaj and I'm the infamous Sachinandan Swami. He's too intelligent and I'm nothing. I'm a very fallen person. And then I remember the first time we talked, he always gave me something, some new perspective. Also. And during the days of my life, I have learned to look forward to these meetings where I've recognized a very, very sincere devotee who only wants Krishna. It's a very, very remarkable in his life. You might say, oh, Sachinandan Swami, first he shocks us, then he gives us a rasa gula. What is in his mind? In my mind is the following. To connect with this wonderful personality, you have to come on that level where you really can take the presence which he has. You have to grow up in your spiritual life, to become a saragrahi disciple, someone who wants the essence, not the externals which are around. I'm not saying this only to the Giriraj Maharaj disciples. If I give such a lecture to my own disciples, it's about 108 times as intense, this part. Because I know no one can survive in spiritual life if he doesn't learn to go to the essence. I just know it. So many people have left our process and so on. So many people have not been able to draw the essence, the nectar. So many people are still full of material desires and have no spiritual realizations, and after several years they are not fulfilling, they don't feel fulfilled and ecstatic and blissful in their heart. This hint to become an essence looker, not just yes, that is meant for our good. Please do not become please understand properly. When we have such a high personality on one level and we are here, we need to look for the essence what this personality has to give to us, what he wishes us to become, and so on. And then, it's very nice, then we have a bona fide, a deep relationship. Then we will feel our spiritual master's presence even in the heart, even if he is in America or New York, or New York is America, America, or even if he is in the Spanish country, and so on. So my dear devotees, please forgive me if I was a little intense. You could already see when we started the lecture, it would have been an intense lecture. I mean to do this in your interest. It is only in your interest. Please do think about this subject, and I can only congratulate you for your wonderful spiritual master, who is also a reservoir of so many wonderful Vaishnava qualities. When Navakishore told me that one of the items of your regular meetings is to talk about Vaishnava qualities, I believe, yes, I thought he has understood the Maharaj's mood also. I also want to tell you, to encourage you, this satsang is exemplary. I want to also encourage our manager Mataji, your name? Sri Devi Mataji. When Navakishore explained to me the dynamics of this, that everyone is really engaged in team spirits and so on, I thought, wonderful, I would like to join you. I would start at the top, at the potbosha, because I need a little humility that is missing in my life very much. And then one day I would give a lecture on the art of prayer when it's my turn. So please, yes, it is very good, and I've learned much from this idea. Navakishore, who is so kind to me, like my father never was. Father means well, but he couldn't do so much because he's not yet out of the Bhakta course. Navakishore also showed me this, and I was very interested. Please remember that what you are doing is the most important thing is to build relationships, deep spiritual relationships. It's very, very nice. It's something which has to do very much with the being mode existing. Hare Krishna. So I will end here. Do you have... What is next? I have to see the... To all of us and what we are doing here, I want to tell you a little story about the benefits of a sangha or association. It's interesting, the Sanskrit word sangha has a deep meaning. Sang means together and ga means to go. Sangha means to go together, to walk together, to make a journey together. and assist each other on this journey. There is a story from the Pancharatna who is explaining how beneficial association is. The story tells us about a little bird who somehow or other had a nest in a dark forest. Every day the bird took care of his life and eventually married, and they and had some beautiful eggs. Now, since the time the eggs were in the nest, the bird was just looking and hoping, hopefully the little new birds will come from the eggs. Now one day it so happened that an elephant came. It came right where the nest was. It took its trunk, I believe is the English word, and began to shake a branch so that the nest with the eggs were falling on the ground. And then, in order to do to add brutality to violence, it just kicked out the birds. And the mother, it just cracked, crushed the eggs. And the mother saw how her own little children were destroyed by this mad elephant. The mother decided to commit suicide. She was so heavy. So he was just about to commit suicide, she was just about to commit suicide, when another bird saw, "Why, what are you doing? You're hanging yourself on the next tree? Tell me what happened. Why are you so distressed?" The mother bird said, "Well, my young children have been violently crushed before they could even see the light of the day." Who said the bird who was a woodpecker? "Then if it is like this, we must punish the elephant." You know what a woodpecker is? You go like "We have to kill the elephant." "Acha," said the mother bird, "how will we kill a strong elephant?" "No, no, no," said the bird, "we can kill the strong elephant. I have a friend, the bumblebee."
"Are
How will the bumblebee, who's not known for his elephant-like strength, kill the huge elephant?" "I will commit suicide. Talk this out of my brain." "No, no," said the woodpecker, "let us get the bumblebee and then we are three. It will be possible for us." So the mother bird said, "This is too much, but anyways, let us have a conference." So they met. The bumblebee said, "We are already three. The elephant is only one. We need the strength of intelligence now. I have a very intelligent friend, the Javats. Javats means frog. The frog. He always has very good plans." So they got the frog, and then the frog had an idea. The idea went like this. Psht, psht, psht. You will see what the idea was in a moment. But for now, psht, psht, psht. The secret. Next morning, the bumblebee, the elephant was there, coming and looking what next he could destroy. This time, the birds and the bumblebee and the frog waited. And when the noon came, the bumblebee entered the ear of the elephant and sang a beautiful raga. It was a noon raga. The elephant, like music, closed the eyes. Oh, such a beautiful raga, wonderful. At this moment, when he had closed his eyes, the two birds were coming, pecking out the eyes. This time, the elephant was furious. Wow! And he felt the desire to have some water for the eyes and also for drinking. For this moment, everything went according to the plan. The frog made the sound, quack, quack, quack. So, of course, the elephant thought, where the sound is, there will be water, because frogs are usually in water. Quack, quack. And he came where the... And he came, and the frog was jumping, 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 until finally he had come to what is called in English an abyss. Goes very steep down. And then he was sitting here, and in a very temperamental way, quack, 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 quack. And the elephant said, finally I have some water. Ran and fell into the abyss. Hare Krishna. This was the end of the elephant. What this story tells us is a very simple point. That if you do something together, if you come together in some way, you are very strong, actually. Even big things can be overcome. Like a very big thing, or let me say a big obstacle, is our ignorance, our dullness, our being in Maya. The elephant of Maya is haunting all of us. What is your name?
Nikar.
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 Nikar. Nikar. Yeah, Nikar. What is your name?
Nupur.
Nupur, yes, you said. Behind Nikar and behind Nupur is a big elephant. Behind Prapul? Praveen. Praveen, even, yeah. Is a big elephant. The elephant of ignorance. It's coming with you like your shadow. It is also behind the father, I can see. Behind each one of us, behind me is a very big elephant also, if you look very carefully. This can only be overcome by an endeavor which is done together. This ignorance which kept us a prisoner in Maya since many, many lifetimes has to be overcome by applying the wonderful logic of Vaishnava Sangha. In Vaishnava Sangha, birth takes place. And the birth of what is born in the association of devotees is Shraddha.
Shraddha, the understanding of faith.
Huh? Yes. So I wish that your Samalan, is this right, or your Sangha, your Guru, Satsangha, that you can continue it. I think the idea of our Srikant Mati, Shri Devi, even. Shri what?
Devi.
Shri Devi, yes, Shri Devi. Very good to involve all of us in doing something in this. You have even managed to invite the magician of sound today. experienced the nice Sangha, so we want to encourage you to keep this going over many times and many, let me say, do it regularly, and after some time you will see the effects, that there are some deep relations are forming which will give you security and also
Krishna Shraddha in your spiritual life. And I can well imagine that our Giriraj Maharaj is very much happy about this, because as a spiritual master, that is what a spiritual master tries to give to his disciples, some Shraddha, some faith. And it is born here. You help in our Maharaj. I want to thank also our wounded soldier. You have nevertheless come and given us the pleasure of your divine association. He's a wounded soldier.
So we are very thankful to Maharaj for coming and giving us his very auspicious presence and nectars, advice, instructions, and so on and so forth. And my dear devotees, as Maharaj always, in a loving, very lovingly expression, Maharaj says, my dear devotees, so in a similar way I would say, my dear devotees, our function is not yet over.
Really?
Not yet over. So from all of our satsang and group devotees, we would like to offer you a token gift
with, wonderful,
with a little love which we have.
Wonderful.
And we will also present your aspiring disciples also with a small token gift.
Wonderful, wonderful. Should I show you what it is? I personally think it's a quota.
It's a surprise.
Oh, a beautiful dada. This is for
you.
For me,
really?
Srila Prabhupada, Radha Krishna incense, send Hare Krishna. Yes, I will do. Wonderful. This is really not for beginners on the path of devotional service, isn't it? Thank you very much.
Alright, here's the smallest one.
So much.
Yes.
This is a key for the gate of Vaikuntha. No?
Yes. You're right. And
ooh.
Yeah.
A suspense. Wonderful picture that we put on the altar.
He's on the key.
What?
He's the key.
He's the key. Radha Rasa Vihari, thank you. There's a bell even.
Yes, yes.
Thank you very, very much.
We'd also like to give Mother Shashika, and unfortunately little Lamodar is absent today. He is not here. For your family, and this is for me. Deepak Prem,
wonderful.
Oh yeah, we have one more.
We both of everybody. Everybody is missing.
Very, very much. This was burned for many years. Big incense, no? I'm very happy. Yes. Someone likes to get presents, isn't it? It feels so good. You have not even left.
Open.
You also have
tea? You taught us to be bean.
Yeah, yeah. What did you get? Oh yeah, wonderful. Very good. We know. What did you get? Also, very good.
Now we
have to. No, he needs to. Yes, he must open it. Yeah, thank you very much. I will now give you a few roses. Everyone can take one for memories. And please put it into a glass of water so that it is nourished. Just like our Krishna consciousness needs water to grow. So the rose will grow for a few days, but your Krishna consciousness will grow for a few, for a whole life, we hope. Hare Krishna. Then I think we should slowly think of saying goodbye.
By taking a group photo.
Group photo we will take, okay.
You can hold the roses and we sit here and then we sit here.
Okay, okay. So please to sit here.
Oh, you're